Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coach Vermeil, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. You guys?
Oh, good. Great. Doing really well. Wonderful to have you on the show. Much to discuss. Let's start with the Heat, Dak. So, you know, you coached in many decades. You've obviously seen it up close. How real can a game affected by heat be? How much can a game affected by 100-degree heat be affected? How much do the players, when they're not used to it, suffer compared to the players like Tampa who are more used to it? How much does that impact the game?
Well, I think it does impact them. And I changed the whole approach to playoff games after 1979 when we went down to Tampa Bay and got beat in our first divisional playoff game. We played it in the heat, and we had worked out in freezing cold here in Philadelphia, outdoors, no real indoor facility. And we got down there, and after the pregame warm-up, I remember saying to Marion Campbell, "Guys, these guys look like they're exhausted already." And we played like we were through the whole first half. Come out the second half, all of a sudden, our bodies adjusted, our minds adjusted, our hearts adjusted, and we came back strong, but not good enough. So it can affect you. Because of that, from then on, when we made the playoffs, we moved out of town in the cold weather to work out, to get out of the cold weather and to work out where it was warmer. Yeah.
Hmm. So the Todd Bowles, these teams, since 2021, they're 4-1 against Nick Sirianni teams. How do we do a better job of getting ready to play and beat these guys? And what makes them so tough to prepare for, Coach?
I think they're well coached. They have good football players. And right now they played a weaker schedule than the Eagles. And if they played the Eagles schedule, they probably would not be undefeated. Mayfield has done a great job of bringing them back to win and come from behind. And sooner or later, someone's going to stop that. And I would guess it would be the Eagles.
Yeah. That was the first 19-point comeback in the second half in the last 15 seasons for this Eagles team. They just have belief, and I just wonder from your experience how rare that is, especially this early in the season. It just didn't feel like they panicked, and that felt like such a solid thing. From your experience, is that unusual? How rare is that not to panic, Coach?
Well, I know this. I think the Eagles have a great strength, and their great strength is to overcome the adversity they created themselves. They've done it three games in a row. You know, that's a great tribute to that football team and the coaching staff to be able to do that. I don't recommend they keep putting themselves in that same position. You know, I can't remember seeing an NFL football game where a team only had 32 yards in the first half. I just don't remember it. I coached one, but I don't remember it, okay? I'm pleased that I don't remember it. Yeah. But I think they demonstrated what they are by what they did in the second half. And I think I think it stimulated everybody from the owner on down, okay? The owner doesn't like an offense that only makes 32 yards. The general manager doesn't like, the head coach doesn't, the offensive coordinator doesn't, and you can tell by the receivers they don't like it. I think there'll be a different team.
Dick Vermeil. Yeah, Dick Vermeil with us here on WIP. So, Coach, one of the things that's been pretty obvious for a few years now, including in last game, when Jalen has design runs built into the offense, the Eagles' offense hums at a better level. I mean, it just it puts the defense off balance. He runs for, you know, that 6 to 9 yard thing, gets first downs, all that. Should they lean on it more, or are you more in the mindset that protect Hurts, it's early in the year, don't do it too often?
Only as needed, only as required. Try to keep yourself out of the position where you have to force him to run the football. You know, Jalen Hurts is an old-fashioned single-wing tailback.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
He has no limitation. Like I've said to friends lately, the only limitation that Jalen Hurts has is the plays they don't call for him. Okay? What can he not do? Okay, so I think they're using it when it's required. You know, and I think they did a beautiful job using it in the critical short yard situation. You know, because the defense tends to be bunched up. They're waiting for the running back to come up inside, and all of a sudden the quarterback comes outside, and their blocker's out in front of them looking for somebody to block. You know, first down, move the chains.
So, Dick, two different things on the tush-push that have come into focus the deeper we've gotten into all this. One is that the Eagles' offensive linemen are moving early. Happened twice again last week, including the first two times. And the other thing on the other side, the other team is, like, that's not maybe cheating if it's inadvertent. But what is, like, I'll use the word cheating, is that we're hearing reports that the defensive linemen of other teams are saying things to try to trick the Eagles' offensive linemen.
I'm sure.
And Milata talked about that in recent weeks. ESPN had a huge article on it this week. Do you think those two issues can be officiated in the moment, or are they so difficult to officiate that it's just going to continue on and on?
Well, I thought the whole game was poorly officiated for both teams, to be honest with you. That was not a really efficient officiating team, in my opinion. Obviously, he moved glaringly. The right guard moved one time. You know, I've been involved with a team that lost the opportunity to go to a Super Bowl when I was assistant coach because the left guard moved on goal-to-go situation. Okay, and we got beat, and another team was the Super Bowl. Those kind of things should be called. It's a rule. I can't believe they missed it. I'm glad they did. Okay, it didn't hurt the Eagles. Okay, but no, I didn't think the game was really NFL quality officiating that day.
Coach Joe is concerned about Saquon's workload last year affecting his ability to play this year.
Eliminate
the concern. Okay, you give him the opportunities with the line playing like they're capable of playing, he'll run the ball for everybody's yards or more. It's just right now we're not as efficient up front. We played three good defensive football teams that do a good job defending the run, you know, and I just think they can play better. They know it. We have a great offensive line coach. And maybe we've all been bragging too much about how good the offensive line is. Maybe they just need to be woken up, you know, and losing the right tackle hurt them, okay? And they put the third guy in there, and he did a pretty darn good job.
Yeah.
The second guy that went in didn't do as good a job, you know. And the other thing, I think, in talking to Jaworski, in the second half, he felt that the Rams' defense changed their philosophy a little bit and became a little more conservative in how they were playing, and it helped the Eagles. That was Ron's opinion. And, you know, he knows what he's talking about.
No question. Coach, what's your prediction on this game? This is an important one. Eagles and Bucks, both teams 3-0. You don't get that, the 3-0 matchup, too often in Eagles history. 3-0 versus 3-0, what happens on Sunday?
The Eagles win by 3, it says. And remember, Tampa Bay has not played one of the tougher schedules. And they've struggled to beat teams that aren't supposed to be as good as the teams that the Eagles have been playing. You know, my computer report for 3 weeks now has only been wrong 7 times in picking who was going to win the game. Point spread, no. But who was going to win the game? They built, that's what's this, 40-something games.
Wow.
It was only wrong 7 times. So, anyway, let's hope they're right again this week. It's Eagles by 3.
That's great. That's great.
I hope it's right, too. I don't feel great about it, Coach. I'm worried. I'm really worried about this heat at this stage of the year, September heat.
Oh, it can bother you. I promise you it can bother you.
Yeah.
More so today because the training camps aren't as demanding.
Yes.
They aren't as demanding.
I totally agree.
There are games that There are teams, when it gets extremely hot outside, they go inside their dome and work out.
Right. Okay. How can we possibly expect them to be able to be ready to play in these trying conditions when they've never played in trying conditions to this point this season?
It's a great point. It really is. Well, Coach, I like your computer's point more than that point. Hey, reminder to everyone, get Coach Vermeil's wine. It is delicious. Vermeil's wine, wines, that is. Vermeil wines shipped directly to your home. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get it shipped directly to your home. VermeilWines.com is the website. Once again, VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy the stretch run of the Phillies regular season. Obviously, we gear up for playoff baseball as well, and looking forward to chronicling all with you in the weeks and months ahead. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, there he is, the great Eagles head coach. One of the Eagles' great head coaches, because I think at this point it's fair to say in modern times they've had three. I mean that. I think Sirianni has entered that.
Vermeil, I agree with you.
Reed, and Sirianni. I think Sirianni's really legit. 215-592-9494. Rich Kotite?
Swamp Fox?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he was really good as a coordinator.
He was.
And Coach Vermeil will always say that, but obviously as a head coach, he got... I mean,
Pat Shermer undefeated as head coach.
Yes, he is, James.
That's great. All right, 215-592-9494.
Is he still with Dion?
I don't know.
That's so strange.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And Robertson ready and deals. And Pauly swings and drives it to straightaway center. But Bader has it measured. He's waiting. He's got it. And the ball game is over as the Phillies finish off a 1-0 shutout. And they finish off another series win here at home as the Phillies take their 94th win of the season with a 1-0 win over Miami.
Well, excellent job by the Phils last night. Phils still eligible for that one seed. Brewers got to lose three. Phils got to win three. Probably
that's
not going to
happen.
Yeah. Unlikely to happen. But anything's possible.
Little Tuesday's Gone right there, Joe.
It's a good song right here, man. I'm digging
sure
this.
Sure is.
Yeah, you can kind of drift away to this song.
What's Happy Gilmore, I think.
Yeah, absolutely Happy Gilmore.
Featured this song. And Happy Gilmore 2, I don't know if you... I didn't realize it.
I didn't like it very much.
Travis Kelce's in Happy Gilmore 2. I didn't know he was going to be in Happy Gilmore 2.
I thought it was funny for what it, you know... I wasn't expecting it to be the original.
I chose not to watch because they didn't put it in a movie theater.
Really?
I mean, coming to America and Happy Gilmore 2.
You're punishing it.
That's like the opposite of why most people don't watch movies.
Yeah, I like that it's not. I like that I can watch it.
Oh, I'm with you, Joe. I wish it were in a theater, but I'm still going to watch it. But I agree with you.
Of course.
You know.
I mean, come on. You know what it tells me out of the gate? It tells me out of the gate that the people that made it don't think it's that good.
No, it's Netflix. It's because Netflix gave him a ton of money. Dude, Martin Scorsese Netflix, makes movies
really?
For Netflix. What are you talking about?
Because if Titanic in a theater, all right? If it was that good,
world,
it'd be in a
the
theater.
The world has changed, sadly, my friend. Come on.
Well, it has changed. But if it's good enough, it would be in a theater, and this one
wasn't.
That's
not true. But
that's
not Netflix doesn't put their movies in theaters.
I think Adam Sandler
James, let me explain something
Netflix.
To you. Gone with the Wind and Casablanca, Godfather, Wizard of Oz, all in theaters.
And if they were produced by Netflix, they would be on a streamer.
I wish. I'm with you. I wish. It's just...
All right. 215-592-9494. By the way, one thing I'd like to do when I have a dominant Pizza Hammer performance is reflect on it. You know, the greatness that was. And is. Upon reflection, I think maybe I only got 4 out of 5. This is a little confusing. So I said Scrap Iron when that question about the Brewers was asked. And then I said, you know, Yount and Molitor. But I think Scrap Iron was Phil Gardner, not Yount. So
it was Phil Gardner, by the way. I looked it up.
Phil Gardner or Scrap Iron?
Phil Gardner was Scrap Iron. He was nicknamed Scrap Iron.
Well, thank God this guy didn't get 4 or 5, because if he did, we would have had a big controversy. Because I didn't answer Phil Gardner, but I just said Scrap Iron.
And then you said Yount and Molitor, so I gave it to you because you said it right after. But I thought in the moment, I'm like, I don't know.
That would have been a heck of a controversy.
Because
anyway,
if the caller had done it that way, you definitely would have grabbed onto that.
That would have been a thing. All right, we'll find out later. We'll find out later today if we find out Joel's status for, you know, practice, which starts, I guess, tomorrow. I mean,
they're always just so open and
today's
honest.
Do you think he's burning and yearning to practice?
I actually do. I think he really wants to play. The question is whether he is capable. I actually do, Jen. I think he cares a lot. But now, to the point Devin made earlier, they may have, if he is capable of playing, a different approach to time it up later on, you know. I mean, using the Eagles as an example, they practice soft now in camp. So it is possible. And
they practiced harder this year.
Yeah, but it's still soft compared
to... Well, I mean, compared to 20 years ago, sure. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're essentially asking Joelle to get through June. I mean, you know, I suppose you can make an argument that, you know, September doesn't matter right now. But you want to see them be ready to go. And anyway, we'll see what happens. 215-592-9494. Let's get to some audio. This is funny. This is Dombo. So Dave Dombrowski yesterday was on with the afternoon show with Spike, Ike, and Jack. Covered a lot of ground. And one of the probably funniest moment was about Kyle Schwarber and the unbelievable year he's had in a contract year. Listen to this exchange. I think it's Spike, if I remember right. Maybe it's Ike, with Dombrowski about Schwarber.
Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, do you hear a little cash register thing go off in the background?
Well, yeah, I did tell his agent, too. I've known Casey close. We had a conversation on actually Walker Buehler, because he represents him. It was about a month ago now at this point. And I said, okay, I give, you know, okay, you got it. That's it. You know, that's enough. You know,
point proven.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. That's it. So, but we'll see what happens. And as you know, we'd love to have Kyle here. We'll see what happens. We'd love to be part of the organization for years to come.
Pretty good stuff.
That's that was so very funny.
Yeah.
I concede. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Ed.
So a couple of things regarding Eagles this Sunday, and it's a reality that is probably about as uncomfortable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Comfortable as a bowl of two-day-old jambalaya, but
or what's in the bowl afterwards?
Yeah, please don't ever have that again.
If you catch my drift.
So I noticed on the depth chart that there's been a little rearranging, and now Kelee Ringo is backing up Quinyon Mitchell, and you have Adoree Jackson is questionable, followed by Perry Nickerson. So it looks like either Adoree or Perry Nickerson experience for Sunday. Yeah.
Well, listen, Ed, this follows suit with what Elliot told us, which was that by the end of training camp, Perry Nickerson, what's his name?
Nickerson.
Had supplanted Kelee Ringo. Right? He was the one, right? Am I remembering this right?
Well, Adoree Jackson.
No. There was the other guy. My fault. Anyway, okay, my fault.
It does feel like there's like a lot of just kind of random cornerbacks.
Ed, here's what it feels like. It feels like they really, 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 really do not want to have Kelee Ringo in a game for 70 snaps.
that feels pretty evident.
Right.
Which leads to my next unfortunate reality, and I'm going to give you a sequence of numbers. 0, 2, 1. What is that of significance?
Three numbers between 0 and 2.
It's how many sacks we've had in each of our first three games. So our pass rush is going to have to heat it up to help protect, like, one half of the field, because the longer they have to cover, like, bad things are going to happen. So
it's
going to
be hard to make that happen this week.
Baker gets the ball out fast.
He will get rid of it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but their O-line is injured.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're really good at quick game. That's what they got us with last year. Of course, last year we – our corners had these, like, 10-yard cushions, and they were just eating us alive. So hopefully they can adjust and with the heat and everything. But it's at least one half of the field, it's not looking so good.
By the way, when I think of down there, I mean, I know we talk a lot about how the offense struggles, but James Bradberry 2 years ago in a playoff game played the absolute worst playoff game I've ever seen an Eagles play.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Right? I mean, that
was brutal. Yeah,
it was. And let me look him up. I assume he's not with the team. I haven't heard that he retired. Is he trying to play? Let's see what the.
I don't know. He's definitely not with the Eagles.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where he is now.
The wiki thing says he is an American professional football cornerback, so he hasn't retired.
He was.
But he's not with anybody. I guess he's waiting for the call from someone.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, give me an answer, buddy. You can win my book and the Bryan Adams tickets, a day of the week and a title.
I think I got a potential winner here. You know, I love it when bullies get their comeuppance in the end. And when Debo gets his ass kicked in the movie Friday, that's just one of my favorite scenes. So
Friday is an all-time great movie.
Ed, you got it, man. Let's get to Drew in Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, folks. Joe, I'm excited to chat with you this morning, and not because of your Beat the Hammer performance, but I feel like it's rare that I disagree with you, but I actually think I disagree with you on the Phillies topic this morning. I would still go Nola in game four. And one of the big reasons is I don't have a righty out of the pen that I feel particularly good about right now. I'd rather have Buehler in a seven-game series be able to impact, say, three or four games as like a Swiss Army knife guy than just one game. So I can lay out some more stuff here. But
let me ask you this question, Drew. It's an interesting theory and needs to be considered. What gives you the belief that – so I guess you think Buehler's better right now and you think he could be an effective reliever. Is that the argument?
I think a combination of both. I think his stuff plays better out of the bullpen, and he pitched in the – he closed out the World Series last year. And I also think we've kind of just, like, accepted that Nola is going to be bad in the playoffs. I mean, I think we have to remember – 2023, he had a bad year. He had like a 5 ERA in September. He went out and shoved against the Marlins and was really good against the Braves. So, like, I think there's a better chance that he can do it than we're giving him credit for.
Well, I'll say this. I'll just differentiate this way. And I think your overall theory is interesting, Drew. But I will say this about Nola's 23. My recollection, 23, he was average. This year, he's been bad. Like, this is almost, to give you, I think, a pretty solid analogy in Phillies history, this is almost like Brad Lidge in 09. Like, he's been bad. He hasn't been a little below average. He's been bad. I will grant you your theory of, you know, I might need Walker Buehler three or four times in a five or seven game series, and I can use him in different ways, and you know, I mean, it's an interesting theory to consider. You've opened up my mind a little bit with that one. But let's not act like Nola's been average.
You do a piggyback with him?
Well, probably.
Huh?
I mean, but I think, Drew, what you're saying is if you get in trouble in the fifth inning of game one, you could bring in Walker Buehler. And you're not wrong. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, like, I just think we're going to have to win this whole thing, probably going to have to play 17, 18 games. I mean, in NLCS, like, you're playing three games in a row, like, four games in 5 days. If, like, Duran one night throws, like, 30 pitches somehow and, like, a five-out save, I might need Buehler the next night for a situation like that, where I just think that flexibility helps you.
Well, it also sounds like what you're saying is you trust Buehler probably as the third best righty out of the bullpen if he's tasked with that, which I guess the sequence would go Duran, Robertson, maybe Buehler over Kirkring. Maybe.
And I'm a, and I,
right?
And
is that
I
a
mean, I would go. I would go with Bueller over Kirkring if I was in like.
I don't trust Kirkring at all.
No, he is not.
I don't either.
He has not been great. Not been great.
No, he really hasn't.
I mean, honestly, the bullpen is my, I think, most fans' like biggest concern. We talk about the bats a lot because of what happened last season, but I mean, the bullpen even last season. But going into the postseason, like just depth wise, there's not a ton of guys that I fully trust.
Well, it's also where the Wheeler injury hurts.
Yeah,
because another good starter would have been in the bullpen, and you lose that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see if Duran go, like, if they use him maybe for two innings versus just like a true closer situation, because they may have to.
Especially with Kirkring struggling.
Yeah.
You know, if you trusted Kirkring more, you'd be more inclined to use him in the eighth inning if you had to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, there could be situations where you have to go to Robertson in the seventh. Guys, let me tell you something. Playoff baseball, sometimes you manage these games backwards. Sometimes your biggest spot is I'm down 4-2. It's the sixth inning. The other team's got two on with their best hitter coming up. I might need David Robertson right there.
I don't think it's sometimes. I think that's playoff baseball now, Joe. I'm with you. I mean, Terry Francona, when he did it with Andrew Miller in 2016, I feel like that changed the game. And, like, he would bring him in the fourth inning in the biggest spot of a game, in his opinion. And I think that's absolutely the way people manage now.
And I think it should be. I mean, if the game hangs in the balance, like, let's put it this way. Last year's game versus the Mets, the game that ultimately ended the season, it didn't matter who pitched in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning for the Phillies. The game was over. I mean, once that grand slam got hit, whatever inning that was, and I would guess it was the sixth. Maybe
I'm almost positive it was the sixth or seventh, but I think it was the sixth.
But the point is, the eighth inning certainly didn't matter, and there was no ninth inning. Mets never batted in the ninth inning. The game was done. Like, literally done by the time the Mets would have batted in the ninth. Drew, give me an answer. Dave, a week and a title.
You got it. Good convo there. I'm going with the song Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Another
you
good
got
answer,
it, man.
Yeah.
That is a good song right there. So let's play some audio. Trey Turner. We also wonder about his status. We still don't know if he's going to play this weekend. But, you know, signs seem to point to him playing game one. Let's listen to Trey yesterday talking about the hamstring, relating it to last year. And I would say, for the most part, good stuff here.
Today I felt like I was moving the best I'd been moving. feel like I'm running normal today and not thinking about it so much, and all those things are good things. So I don't really know percentage wise what I'm at, but I do think today was the most confident, the smoothest, all those things that I've been since, you know, getting hurt. So I feel good.
And that's the mental side of it, that's a real thing.
Yeah I think last time that was a tough thing, was the mental and building that confidence. And you know, I keep saying, I think today was a really good step there, because as you push it more and more and you start to wonder, can I do it, and today I felt like there was less of that. And from the last time, I remember that being, you know, a big factor, and I think the last one was definitely way worse now looking back, and had a bigger hurdle to overcome there. So that's a positive going through it this time. I feel like I'm in a better spot.
Okay, take that as a lot of good stuff. You know, I mean, there's no sense, at least publicly put out there, that he won't be ready for Saturday, October 4th. You know, I mean, I can't.
He'll be ready.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well,
I
mean, he'll play. The question is, will he be ready to be good, you know?
Yeah, and one of the things he's telling you there is, last year, I think when he's talking about the mental effect, like, he was not cutting it loose. We could all see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was batting, but when it was run time, it was like, let's put it this way. He looked like me to Jack Fritz's Jack Fritz in the track race. No, seriously. Like,
I get it, yeah.
He's
normally trade to the other.
Yeah, he's normally Jack Fritz in the race. Fritz, don't cut this audio. I'll never compliment you again. All right? But, like, Trey can freaking fly, but he wasn't last year. And he wasn't even in many ways trying to, because you could tell he was running with hesitancy. You could just see it. And basically what he just told you there is, that was real. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. I want to get to some audio jaws. He said some pretty interesting stuff about this year's Bucks team. We'll get to that in a moment. Dan in Philly right now. Hi, Dan.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Yo, if by chance I win this prize today, is there any way I can get the audio book?
You know what's funny about that, Dan? The publisher told me there was supposed to be one, and I've gotten no answer on, like, well, will there be? I honestly don't think there
You should narrate it.
Yeah, well, I want you to narrow it.
I was very willing to do so, and I would be happy to do it. But I also think, like, you wouldn't get the pictures. I'll do it if people want it, but the publisher has to say, let's do it. So I don't know, man. It's all messed up.
If I win the prize, can you read the book in a voicemail to me? I'll read
along the book. Come over to your house.
Dan, it'll be like a lullaby going to sleep, all right?
Oh,
it's outrageous. I'll bet you Bill Belichick has an audio version of his book. I'm just saying.
And his girlfriend probably read it.
Oh.
Are you wearing your Phil's uniform next Friday?
Wow. Good question. We haven't brought that up yet. Yeah.
Wow.
Really good question, Dan.
I don't know. I don't know. I hadn't thought of it. I have an annual
here
list.
Here at the Borgata.
Yeah. Dan, I have an annual list of things, and I can guarantee it's in my list of things to do next week, which is to make a decision. I'm such a dork. I have a whole huge list of annual things, and at the start of each year, I place them in the exact week they should be. So I guarantee you next week
it says...
that is
a real dorky thing.
It is, James.
That is really... how many
brutal
things do you have on your to-do list today?
The to-do list today is a lot. But the annual list is probably 300 to 400 things.
Wow.
No. Probably about 200 things.
Wow.
John, where do you think he puts working out at?
Is it on there?
Get McDonald's, no. I think, is on there more these days.
Like, the annual list would be things like, I mean, like, you know, pay taxes. Make sure you pay your taxes.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
You put pay taxes on this list?
Yeah, well,
are you serious?
Well, make sure by...
Honest to God, you put pay taxes on this list?
Make sure by about March 15th...
Because you thought maybe you'd forget...
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But there's a lot of there's other stuff that you could forget. Yeah, the uniform thing's interesting. I got to think about that.
Wow.
Like, John, I'll give you an example. You know how I knew it was Seltzer's birthday yesterday? I had it on the list.
On your calendar?
That's good. Yeah.
And I put it on the day before the birthday.
Okay.
Now, Ava also. So, by the way, Jez, Ava looked out for you.
Normally, you could just have that on your calendar on your phone.
No, I'm like Ray. If it's good enough for Ray, it's good enough for me. Hand, pen, paper, pad, boom. Simple.
Okay.
Or pencil, but I'm pencil.
Antiquated.
Yeah. Dan, you've caused enough trouble.
Maybe there's a better way.
Dan, is there a sports point anywhere in here?
There was. I'm a little confused now. It's on my list now. So we all agree that the front of the Eagles schedule is going to be the crux of the schedule this year, right?
Like I'll tell you what, man. They're really close to getting through the rough part of the beginning of the season.
Well, that's my point.
I mean, October is a lot easier.
Right, we're 3-0, and yet Philadelphia is complaining about a 3-0 team that is going 3-0 again in the toughest stretch of our schedule so far this year.
Weekend's game against the Rams, the first half deserved to be criticized. It was a mess.
And the Chiefs probably aren't as good, and the Cowboys might be horrendous. I mean, the Cowboys' defense looks like it freaking stinks.
We're 3-0, and I believe when Jaws says it takes four games to try to kind of round out your team and see who everybody's going to be, so... I think we're looking up, and I think a lot of the rest of the league is not looking that great. So, you know, I think we're in a good position, and I think as a team, they're playing as a team as opposed to depending on one specific section of the team. So other than the guy who's muffing the kickoff. But I'm excited about what I'm seeing, and I think everybody has to calm down and stop nitpicking.
Well, I think look, I think critiquing what's gone wrong is reasonable, but I think being excited should be the prevailing sentiment. I mean, they're 3-0. They almost always win. It's a great era. Like, it's in a lot of great stuff. Dan, give me a day of a week and a title.
One I hope we're in every year, Super Bowl Sunday.
Nah, it's not a title. I can't give you that. I mean, what's it the title of? The day?
I guess the program, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, come on. Oh, he's gone? I was going to give him another shot. All right.
Yeah, you insulted his thing.
Because all he does is insult me. I got, Rhea, too much on this list of things to do today, so I'm not even going
to
go through it.
It really? Is back to front.
Well,
oh,
no,
my God.
Back was yesterday.
This oh.
Is, yeah. It's not
wow.
It's not worth it. Not worth
What's
it.
The most interesting thing
I know,
on the
yes.
list?
I know, yes. Good question. I'm, like, so curious
about this
now. You
want the honest answer?
Now.
Yeah.
Sleep after the show.
Oh, my God.
No, sleep is not on the list. I don't need to remind myself to sleep. But I will tell you this. The most important... Is sleep after
yes,
the show.
Yes, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's listen to Jaws. So a couple things here before we play this audio. Jaws told us in August, maybe it was early September, that he thought the Bucs would be the greatest threat to the Eagles this year in the NFC. He had the Bucs as the second-best NFC team, and that's notable considering what Detroit did last year, what Minnesota did last year, what Green Bay did. Actually, I will say, I don't know if this was before or after the Green Bay trade of Parsons. I'm not quite sure. But shortly before the season, he said he thought the Bucs would be really good. He gave us an answer the other day about a 3-0 team, but he seems to view them a little different now based on what he has seen. Let's listen to Jaws in the Box, obviously the Eagles' opponent for Sunday.
What are they doing well, and how well is Baker Mayfield playing?
Baker Mayfield's playing phenomenal. Last week, not this week, last week he had the best two-minute drill I've seen in a long, long time to take his team down the field. You know, in less than 2 minutes to win a football game, he was absolutely ridiculously good, and he's playing good right now. But my concern is Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles just seems to have the Eagles' number, and Jalen's number as well. So it's one of those games. I don't think the Buccaneers are that good. They're 3-0, but I don't think they've played 3-0 football. But you are where your record says you are, as Bill Parcells would say. But I don't think they're that great of a football team. If Mike Evans is out, it's a big plus for the Eagles' secondary.
Yeah.
So, as of now, I haven't gotten into my real drill down on the Buccaneers yet, but I don't think, they don't strike fear into my heart right now.
So that was Tuesday, obviously, before he, fully prepared for the game and the matchup. But bottom line is he's telling you, a month ago he had the Bucs as the second-best team in the conference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now he's saying, I don't think they're that good. And if you haven't, and we covered this earlier, the three teams they've played this year are combined 1-8.
Yeah.
Now that you can say, well, they're 1-5 when they don't play the Bucs. Okay, 1-5 in the other games. But the Bucs have barely beaten two of those teams.
I hate that, this barely beaten stuff.
When
you
compare, I think it's
real, we know how wonky that gets. You can't do that. You can't go down, game by game and compare. You go back to our first game. It's against the Dallas Cowboys. We beat them by 4 points.
Yeah.
It wasn't a convincing win where we overpowered them.
Yeah.
It's a week-to-week proposition in the NFL. I don't like the way we match up against this team when we're healthy. And now we are unhealthy. They are also unhealthy, which helps our cause.
Well, Mike Evans is an awesome wide receiver. We haven't been matched up against them when healthy. Like, last season, the Eagles weren't healthy.
So, last year was no A.J.
Devontae or Lane Johnson.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
And A.J. missed the playoff game in 23.
A.J. hasn't, he hasn't played against the Bucs with the Eagles in, I don't know if he's like.
Only the one.
Well, no, they won with them.
The one they won.
In 23.
Yep. So, he hasn't played in a loss.
The regular season game that they won, he played.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, who wins on Sunday, Eagles or the Bucs? Second poll question, if needed, who should be the Phillies' fourth starter in the playoffs, Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola? Let's all go on the record right now of who we think it will be. So the third poll question is, if needed, who will it be, Buehler or Nola? John, who will it be?
Oh, man. I think he might stick with Nola.
You know, the last caller or a couple callers at Ghost Point, Drew's point was interesting. You know, if you feel like you could use Buehler three times in a series, James, how much out of the bullpen did he pitch? Because I know the team was moving him to the bullpen this year. What team was that?
Boston. But he's not. It's not like he's done a ton of bullpen stuff. You know, he's
by the way, James, let me just be very clear. I strongly wondered when the Phillies got him, or specifically when Boston cut him, if they cut him because he didn't want to move to the bullpen.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know.
You know what I mean, Rhea? Like, when that one happened, I thought...
Wasn't it odd? I said, we just wanted to be respectful to him. I'm like, what does a team ever care about being... Like, I mean, when they're...
I don't know. No. They do that for agents and stuff.
I know they do
they
it.
Do
it just,
all the time.
But I'm just saying, it didn't ring entirely
so
true
I think
for me.
For me, it did. That he wasn't going to be on their playoff roster. They're a young team trying to make the playoffs. They wanted to do right by him. Like, I think, but I'm not saying it's like right, but that happens in baseball all the time.
Well, yeah, but here's
so he can sign with their team to play in the playoffs.
But here's where I'll go with the
National League.
Here's where I'll go with the playoff roster thing. It was like a month and a half ago. You don't know who's going to get injured in that time.
Yeah, that's why I found the timing odd.
I found it weak by him.
No, by
him.
By
Dude, you're getting paid millions of dollars to pay for the Boston Red Sox. You stunk. They determined that they have five pitchers that are better than you for their starting rotation. They want to move you to the bullpen. And
Joe, I'm completely okay with it if he can help the Phillies.
Well, obviously. Anyway, you know. All right, Devin, who do you think it will be if they get to this point, Nola or Buehler?
Buehler.
Rhea?
Buehler.
James?
Nola.
I think it'll be Buehler. Unless
Nola pitches lights out tonight.
Unless there's that escape hatch, as Drew pointed out, they could feel that Buehler is more valuable in the bullpen than Nola, and it's more important to use him a couple times in a series than, you know, once for the most part. It's an interesting escape hatch. I just hope this. I hope they make it for the right reason. The wrong reason is Aaron Nola has been a good Philly, so therefore we're giving the ball to Aaron Nola. That's a bad reason. That's a bad reason.
Aaron Nola has $125 million left. Yeah. That's a bad reason.
That's a bad reason, too. All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Friday. Doing great, Mike.
Hey, Rhea, I just saw your video on Instagram of Joe hobbling back for the hammer.
I did, Joe. I took a video of you.
Well,
yeah. And I got to say, I'm pretty upset with everybody. How has anybody not called Joe Spider from Goodfellas with that thing around his
coat? Dude.
It's kind of a spider vibe when you move around. You're right.
Spider got done so wrong. First, poor he gets shot, and it, you know, the foot injury. Then he gets shot, and it's his life. That was awful.
Yeah, not great.
Horrible.
Tommy, you know, had a bit of anger management problem.
Yes.
You know?
And he couldn't take a joke.
Joe doesn't have that unless he's on the tennis court.
That was a righteous gripe.
Was.
Those refs.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I brought it up.
I still want an investigation. I first held off. Now I do want an investigation. What WIP employee authorized those three people to be the referees?
Oh, my God.
Like, who said they're good? Devin, do you have any idea?
I don't know.
James, do you have any idea?
I don't know.
I mean, who's like, let's go with those three? By the way, it was supposed to be five or six people. Only like half of them showed up. Like, who picked them? James, are they really WIP listeners? Like, are they listening right now, and am I cutting too deep?
Because I don't care. They were horrible. It is what it is.
They were so bad.
They were bad. Joe, call like you see it. I mean, I appreciate you listening, but, I mean, come on.
There was somebody who commented on the post that I sent out that they don't think you're walking properly in the boot.
Oh, really?
Yes, that you're walking with your leg turned out, and it's not good.
Well, I will say this. My left leg does naturally turn out.
Okay. So yeah, they were concerned, actually.
I can try to think to do it, but I just know that is my natural walking style. But I appreciate the
feedback.
There you
go. See, they were trying to help you.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, all jokes aside, that has been a theory of why I maybe get injured so much, that I'm not aligned well, and that could be why the hip and the groin.
Oh, you don't need to go
I've
to a doctor to find out that you're not aligned.
You're put together poorly, you know?
Say it again, James.
You're put together poorly. I've said this many times.
Right. It's not a secret to any of us.
So, in second opinion, Joe, I think that's correct.
Yeah. All right, Mike, go ahead, bud.
I think James just called you Mr. Potato Head without even realizing it.
Yeah,
I think he called me Humpty Dumpty, but okay.
So I got to say, unfortunately, I'm kind of leaning in Richie's camp with this game this weekend. You know, it's just... Just the matchups don't really feel very good. You know,
we're not doomed to lose. It's just not a great matchup. They do a great job, and they're at home, and they have a lot of advantages, and we're banged up. But they're banged up, too. You know, maybe we can take advantage of that.
It is notable, Mike, not only did the Eagles almost always lose to this squad, they get their butts kicked.
Yeah.
I mean, these have been four of the ugliest games under Sirianni and Hurts.
But that game last year, I mean, we all have to keep pointing out how many people they're missing. And DeJean was not part of the whole deal yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, to me, I think the Eagles are more talented. The weather is the thing that concerns me.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jalen should have spent... I'm thinking Jalen, if I think we know him a little bit, that he spent a lot of time in the offseason trying to figure out Todd Bowles and the blitz.
Well, I also think it's notable that I sensed that Spagnuolo 2 weeks ago with KC was trying to do a Todd Bowles-like thing. And, you know, it's not like the Eagles' offense totally hummed, certainly not. But the Eagles did win that game, so... All right, Mike, I need an answer from you, pal. Day of the week and a title.
Well, we do it every single Monday after Eagles victory or loss. We Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, the Peter King column.
I like that. Yeah, Monday
morning. Well, you bailed him out, Seltzer, because he wasn't thinking Peter King at all.
No, we talked about it off the air when he gave me the answer.
He was really thinking of Peter King.
Yes.
That's impressive. Okay.
Well, Peter was kind of a big deal.
I know. But
that was the thing.
But you hear it more as a term in America for like... You know, evaluating and reevaluating. Then
I love that column when he.
Well, I miss him.
Yeah,
I was he was the best column. Yeah. That column just it was appointment reading.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm also happy for someone when they retire. You know.
Oh, he's very happy.
You know.
Yeah.
He's probably about 70 something, and just step away. And I mean, you know, that's my goal in life. Listen, I have two goals in life. One is to retire. The other, the retirement home.
I just don't get that.
You're like the only person.
Devin, this drives Amy nuts.
He wants to be fed.
All of us. It drives all of us nuts.
Wait on me.
That's so bizarre.
Bring me my food.
So gross.
Go spend 5 minutes at one of those places and then say
what kind of retirement community do you think that you're going to?
Devin, here's all I need in life. All I need.
They're not five-star
All
resorts.
I need is a bed, a chair, a nightstand, a television, and a toilet.
Okay, well, you just listed like a decent
and someone
amount
of to things. Caress your hand
and well, someone to feed you.
Well, that's the point. They got to bring me the food. I mean, I'm paying for the retirement home. They got to bring the food.
I will say, my grandpa is in a retirement community, and like he's like so popular. It's like high school again. Like they have tables that they sit at. He has to go to his brunch with his little clique of friends all the time. The ladies love him. So it does sound like a good time, but I don't know if they hand feed you.
Yeah, it does sound like there are different levels of
different
retirement
homes. Yes.
There are those that are pretty darn good, and then there are those that are...
Amy doesn't share your desire to go stay in one of those?
Rhea drives her. She despises when I say it. All right, let's listen to Dave Dombrowski, something he said yesterday, notable about the Phillies' plans for next week, and to a certain extent down the stretch here with the final couple games of the regular season. He was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack, and they asked him about what are the plans to continue to play guys or not down the stretch. Here's what he said.
I think one of the things that comes into play very heavily is unless you have an injury for somebody, it's important for them to continue to play to the end. For the simple fact, we're going to have five more days off. Now we'll play an inter-squad game at some point next week, and we'll work out. But having the ability to continue to play and see live pitching and run the bases and play at the game speed for us is extremely important at this time. Now, if you have somebody who's hurting, at that point you say, okay, let's just sit back, let that person sit and rest.
Look, I'll go on the record and say this. I'm happy with most of what I heard there. I think it's great to play an inter-squad game next week. I just wish they would play more next week. They could amend it, but Devin, you were there when Rob Thompson said it's going to be one?
Yeah, he said it before the game yesterday. He said off day Monday, workout Tuesday, inner squad Wednesday. But he also said they're doing it different.
But keep going. You said and.
And then a workout Thursday.
Right.
I'm not sure if Friday's off day or something else, but.
Like,
well,
why not just keep playing games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
You have to give your body a chance to recover. I mean, you can't just keep driving it, especially prior to the postseason. You want to go in rested and ready.
You want to go
about the
in.
Teams that are playing? The wild card teams keep playing and keep winning, you know?
I want to be
part of what gives
sharp.
You an advantage is you can be more rested than they can be.
Maybe. We don't know that's an advantage anymore.
Yeah, we don't
that's
know that's an advantage.
Well,
yeah,
I
that's
can tell you,
right.
I think it's an advantage.
I don't. I think it's a disadvantage. Anyway,
better,
I mean more disadvantage than advantage.
If you're more rested, it is absolutely more of an advantage.
This isn't football,
if you,
man.
Yeah,
it's
if you play,
this is about a fastball.
Well,
it's about a fastball and a curveball.
I don't care.
It's about hitting 98 miles an hour and, you know, 86 miles an hour.
Timing and being like, you know, not getting out of that.
Anyway, all right,
you
up ahead.
You have no chance to lose if you have a bye. You have no chance to lose
that.
If you have a bye.
I understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.